Good afternoon, evening, whatever you want to call it. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Hannah with It's Always Sunny in Medford. I am joined this week again by...
Hello.
Hi, Isaac.
I'm here again.
He took over my show last week?
Last week. Which worked out because I wasn't able to do my show because we went to dinner.
Because he took me out to dinner for my birthday on Saturday to a cute French restaurant. And yeah, good times, wonderful times. You just heard Angel by Drop 19s, which was suggested by Isaac. There are so far 3 songs on this playlist that he suggested, but this will be 6 songs total. So if you have any requests, you can either call them in or hop onto the WMFO website to the DJ chat and pop in your song requests. Or if you know me, you can just text me.
Shoot them over. I was listening to, because I picked up a little extra, like an extra hour of work today. And then I'm always just listening to music at work. And I was like, I haven't listened to Shoegaze in a while, but I got to do a new band. So it was Drop 19s. That's what I was listening to. And then it ended up being, I'm doing work. I can't like check my phone, so it'll autoplay for like 20 minutes afterwards. And so I've stumbled into like a couple good bands that way as well. So it was a good, a productive day of product. I found new bands. That's productivity. But it felt good. It was like, oh, I've heard this name, and now I actually know it. They have a new album this year. They hadn't released anything in, like, 30 years.
Oh, wow.
It was, like, 94 to 2023.
29 years.
Yeah. No music. I listened to their second album for, like, 2 songs and was like, this is bad, and I turned it off. But the new one's good.
Oh, good. they redeemed themselves. Yeah, I think, I have to say, my shoegaze exploration is pretty limited. I have some of the like very, you know, the most popular shoegaze bands in there. I'll probably end up adding a Cocteau Twins song because I love them very much, but I just haven't really expanded. I don't know, I like the stuff I like, and I sometimes get stuck in that,
the boundaries of what is and isn't shoegaze. Like I'm not as into that. There's kind of a, especially online, kind of sub-community about it, and people argue about what is and isn't a certain genre. Or, like, there's been a couple times where I try to have conversations with music people here or at second job. This happened a couple times. But, like, talk about dream pop or whatever. And people who get into that, they are really good at pulling out bands with, like, 500 listeners or, like, their friend's friend that are making it. Like, it's very, like it's still got a pretty active... Like, there's new bands that come out and have their own spin on it and that stay pretty underground. So that's part of what's neat is, like, I don't know a lot of those at all. Like, every time I feel like I get shown up by these people.
Oh, I feel like that all the time.
It's like, I like Slow Dive.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, I have a Slow Dive song on here.
I need to re-listen to the album from this year because I just didn't listen to that many new albums at all. But that was one that I liked. It was good.
I'm sure it was. Maybe I'll go listen to it when all the when Melisma does all the album of the year stuff. I gotta check out what came out this year.
I don't think I'm gonna write. I've written at least one. I think usually I'll do both. Usually I'll do album and song of the year. I'll have something. But this year I don't think I have anything. I'm just not.
I didn't
been on that wave at all.
I was gonna write about song of the year last year. I was gonna do Chaos Space Marine by Black Country New Road, and then I just never did. And then, like, after the deadline for that, I discovered Big Thief's Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You, which I totally would have written. Like, I know that was literally, like, within the last week of the year, I discovered that, like, at work at Target, and it came on, and I'm like, this is life-changing.
It doesn't take that long for me to have something feel like it's part of my rotation, like, I've known it for a long time, and then... Especially the Spotify rap stuff, sometimes it you compare it to, like, previous years, or, like, the year-end playlist where it's, like, 100 songs, and you go back, like, 2 years ago, and it's, like, over time, it's getting a little more consistent, but it still feels like, oh
my Spotify.
Every year, I still am having a lot of turnover of new stuff I hadn't listened to, even if it's old artists.
I was thinking this today. Well, I was thinking today, though, kind of different point, like my playlist, like from this past year, I will say my music listening was a lot less this year than it has been in the past couple years, but my playlist was like, my top 100 Spotify Wrapped was like so much overlap with last year and like the couple years prior, just because I mean again like I like the songs I like and I listen to them a lot, and sometimes I have trouble breaking out of that. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with listening to, I mean, I got like Spotify told me I listen to stuff on repeat. Like, that's my thing. I'm like, yeah, that's true.
That makes sense.
I do.
Yeah, everyone, it is, people do have real patterns of how they listen. That's not, like, sometimes Spotify puts together things for those, and it's like, this is your personality type, and it feels fake. Or like, that, some of that stuff makes a little more sense. Like, people listen, or put albums together and just listen to albums a lot. That's what it told me, or playlists, making a new playlist for a certain mood, and it's like mood based kind of listening, or if it's just these are the artists, is this kind of core. I go back, I'm rambling. Yeah.
That's all right. Next up, I have a song by Lush that I actually did not listen to before adding it to this playlist.
It's a good one.
So I've heard Lush before, but I haven't heard this specific song. This is Sweetness and Light.
That's a good one.
Thank you. I'm back. Just really rushed to put those headphones on. You just heard a whole bunch of songs, starting with Sweetness and Light by Lush, Kaleidoscope by Ringo Death Star. I love that band name. Souvlaki Space Station by Slow Dive, Kisses in Your Eyes by Trementina, Wonder 2 by My Bloody Valentine, and Lorelei by Cocteau Twins. And that's it for the Slow Dive for today. Not the Slow Dive. What's it called? Shoegaze.
Dream pop, shoe pop, gaze.
The gaze.
So yeah, I was going to ask if you thought Ringo Death Star, if the name is, obviously it's kind of dumb. We'll get that.
Yeah,
is it dumb in a good, fun, yes way, or this is just dumb way? See, I go back and forth.
I think it's silly. I like it. I think it's fun.
When I was first listening to him, I'm like, this is, you got some good songs, but I don't know about this name. And now I'm like with it, because some of it is, I've seen, no offense to those of you out there who are in bands yourselves and scenes, whatever, but I've seen some of the band names people are coming up with, and I'm just thinking, like, if I saw like a poster around here of like just Tufts bands that are at a show or something, and one of them was named Ringo Death Star, I'd be like, that's a good name, like, compared to the median band name.
I think
that's what swung it for me. I think it's memorable. The silliness is memorable enough to make it work. That's important for a band name. It's gotta like stick in your head. You gotta hear it and be like, that's this name. And some names are just too boring.
I have a favorite Tufts band name, but I don't know, I guess I can say it because it's not like a swear. Shooting Blanks, pretty great. I think that's pretty awesome.
That's a funny one. I'm not even familiar with them.
I think they graduated. I don't think they're here anymore.
I see.
But I just love that band name because a lot of them are flops.
Yeah, they have a couple. They have like a couple flyers in here. And you know what? I'm not gonna name
them.
I'm not gonna be disrespectful. But there's a couple things where I'd read the name and I'm like, nope. Also, too often, if you're naming your band after a song, that can work, but it's got to be like a good song, and it can't be too generic.
I feel like it has to make sense too. Maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe
there's been good precedent. I can't remember. I'm shocked that I'm blanking on this because there's so many bands that are named after like, it'll be like a Pixies B-side or something, and you're gonna name yourself after that. I think. I have no examples. I should have looked this up.
You should have done your research.
Bands named after other bands' songs. Because sometimes that's neat. You go like, oh, it's named after this, thing. That's cool. But you got to be pretty good to pull it off, I think, also. Like,
yes.
If you're naming yourself after a song by, like, a really good artist, and you're, like, not very good, it's, like, stolen valor.
Yeah, if you're just, like, a bad cover band.
You're trying to... Not even just cover bid, but like you're just kind of, you're latching on to that credibility of that artist, and it's like you don't have that.
No, I
anyway,
agree.
Anyway,
the next few songs that will close out the last 21 minutes of the show are all taken from my 2023 Spotify Wrapped playlist, which, if you don't know, gives you, it's Spotify, like, calculate isn't the word, but it just, I mean,
tallies up
your top 100 most played songs for the whole year, or the whole space of time that they did the measurement in, because
it's
still
like December to November.
Or I think October, but maybe November. You know what? Probably November, because it probably doesn't really take a whole lot to calculate.
Might be like midway through November or something.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think it changes slightly every year.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, a lot of these are, I think probably all of these actually are artists that I've played on the radio, of course. one of them being Big Thief, which I'm just going through, like, playing one of every
Large
Big Thief song
burglar
at a time. Okay. Just gonna play all the Big Thief songs over the span of my time here at WMFO, probably.
Small robber.
But before we get into that, I do have a special announcement for the listeners. Do you belong to a student organization? Do you have records that you'd like to preserve? Donate them to the Tufts Archival Research Center for their drop-off day, Wednesday, December 13th, noon 12 to 2 p.m. at Tisch Library, accepting both physical and digital records. Please email archives@tufts.edu with any questions. This has been a public service announcement from the Tufts Archival Research Center and your friends at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And again, that is Wednesday, December 13th from 12 to 2 p.m.
So if you happen to be a writer for The Observer or something and you're listening in, you're like, I want my article to be in the archives.
Yeah.
Or the whole magazine.
Go pop it in there so people can read it.
Pop it in so 50 years from now or whatever, or much later, after the...
Yeah.
After Tufts as an institution has collapsed 500 years from now, and they're digging through the rubble, you'll find in the basements of Tisch, they're digging through the archives, and they'll find that copy of The Observer as a permanent.
Yeah, they have
record.
Really old Observer copies and daily copies and whatever old publications that no longer exist in the library.
Yeah.
We have to go back and look at those again.
Older
that was
forms
fun.
Of thing. That was a fun little excursion. I've only done that a couple times. Where
I've
just
only
look
done
around
it the
Tisch.
Well,
I don't even mean
Tisch.
Like. Well, it's been a while since I've just not been in Tisch as much. I've just
Same.
Been in my room.
Yeah.
To do work. Like,
yeah.
Because what am I going to do?
The
go out to do
life.
Work? Let me just do my work here.
No, I so agree. I go actually to my kitchen to do work because it makes me feel like I've gone somewhere. I can't do work in my room,
you,
really.
Well, if you do it in your bed, it's dangerous. That doesn't
I'd
work.
I mean, my desk is always so messy that cleaning off my desk is such an effort. I'd rather just go to a different room to do my work. Also, just doing work in my room, like, it's cozy land.
Yeah, that's what I mean why you can't do it on the bed, because that's like sleepy time. You go
exactly.
there to sleep, and if you... Yeah, but also one thing for me is my desk, like half of it is like a like big monitor and my Xbox.
Yeah.
So like I'm trying
not
to do work
space.
With just one, not a lot of space, and also just like a distraction right there. It's almost like
yeah.
the... Is it the id? Whatever. It's like
you
basal
think I know.
Impulse, whatever. Anyway, it's just like, don't do this. Distract yourself. Or even if it's not by playing video games, it's some other thing.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're... That's the pro of going to... Honestly, I'll go to the JCC more than I'll go to Tisch.
I am never at the JCC.
Just
because
it's,
ever.
Like, down
ever
the street.
Life.
So I can just sit down. They got nice chairs there. They got better chairs there than Tisch.
Yeah, I'm sure. The Tisch chairs are just regular, like, those thick wooden
chairs.
Some of
them are old... They don't on my butt don't like sitting on them.
Yeah, they're not the comfiest when, especially like only time I go to Tisch, I'm there for like 4+ hours. So
yeah, at that point you're locked in.
Yeah,
the chair is kind of.
I gotta get back into my Fletcher grind. The Ginn Library, I love that place.
Yeah, last year I lived right by there, so I was in there a little more often. But now it's the other side of campus.
Yeah,
it's just.
Oh, it's like uphill too. It's like
Well, and now because the final season in the spring, also it's a little bit like sure I'll go for a walk to go.
Mm-hmm.
Final season of winter, it's like oh, it's 37 degrees and raining
in pitch black at 4 p.m.
Yeah, I just left work and it's dark outside and it's 4. So
anyway, back to the music. So first up on my couple of songs from my top songs playlist 2023 is a Yola Tengo song, and it is called Stockholm Syndrome.
What's the matter? Why don't you answer? What's the matter with me? Is it so hard? Heart.
and electric shock. Do not remove cover. No user serviceable parts inside. Refer servicing to qualified service personnel. Let this be the epitaph for my heart. Cupid put too much poison in the dark. This is the epitaph for my heart, because it's gone. And life goes on and on and on. And death goes on.
We're coming up on the end of the hour here. We only got one song left, so we're going to say our goodbyes.
But I have exciting news for you. Do you care a lot about the GTA 6 trailer drop?
Really? Actually, how long is it? It's been like over 10 years.
Yeah, that's been the whole thing. People have been riled up for a new one to come out. It's going to come out, actually, but in like a year, 2 years or something. I also don't know what the function of a trailer for a video game is, but...
I loved playing GTA when I was 10 in my friend's house because I was not allowed to play GTA at home. Definitely not.
I had like one summer. I never even played like the main story mode. Summer where I was playing online with my friends, just doing the like heist missions.
Yep.
And that was pretty fun.
It is pretty fun.
I've not touched the game since.
I'd like to just, like, walk by pedestrians and you bump into them and they're like, hey, watch it.
You're the tamest GTA player ever. If you're just walking by pedestrians.
Oh, no, I was doing more than that. Oh, trust me. I just can't get into detail on the radio of what I was doing on GTA.
They're going to hold it against you. The FCC is going to be, they're going to flag you as a threat.
They're going to be upset about me if I tell them what's been going on with that.
Anyway, we just got one song after.
Yeah, we do. It's the Big Thief song. Well, actually, you just heard Stockholm Syndrome by Yola Tengo, Epitaph for My Heart by The Magnetic Fields, and Glorious by The Breeders. I was going to do People by Silver Jews, but we very much don't have enough time.
Womp womp.
Unfortunately. But I think I'm going to go close out, because this last song's about 5 minutes long.
I don't even know if I'll have my show this... If I do, this Saturday, Hour to Kill at 6.
6
That's where I'd be.
I'll be listening. But this is Hannah and Isaac, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a great week. Thank you for listening. This is Sparrow by Big Thief.
Bye.
In the wings of She has the poison.